Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Take Me There,
a podcast about travel.
I'm Alexandra Ford.
And I'm Andrew Ford.
And I feel like you're mocking my read of the intro.
Your read? That's just me doing a new read, which happens to sound a lot like your read.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Welcome back, everybody. We are still back in LA, still in the same place.
But we're going to leave soon.
We are leaving soon, which is the subject of our banter up top.
It is. Why don't you tell the people where we're going?
Ladies and gentlemen, strap into your economy seats, because we are headed to Paris, France.
Yeah,
we're going to Paris in a couple weeks. We got some very cheap flights from Scott's Cheap Flights, which we've plugged on this podcast before, and they have yet to sponsor us.
Yeah, but sponsor us, please.
But it's basically a mailing list that they send out that notifies you of cheap flights on particular routes.
Sure.
And
there was a little bit of bullshit, though, with that. Remember, there was like, you can buy basic economy where you have like no rights at all as a passenger.
Yeah.
They're like, basically just put yourself in a duffel bag and bring a sleeve of
Ritz crackers. That's a trend, which I think we've talked about on this podcast. But there's a trend in economy flights where they have new, basically, class of flying, which is not just normal economy anymore. There's now a subclass to that.
Like steerage.
That's
on the
basically
Titanic.
Steerage. That's basic economy or economy light. People have different names for them.
It's all like so yogurts. Insane. It's so stupid.
And it means like, oh yeah, you can get this rate you saw on the website for $300,
but you can't bring a bag.
You can't bring a bag, and you can't pick your seat.
Like, you can't bring any bags at all. Like, it's just
you could bring
and
a bag
purse
that could go underneath the seat in front of you, but you can't put anything in the overhead container,
which is truly psycho.
So that's insane.
Who's traveling like that is my question.
People going for like 1 or 2 days, I guess.
Crazy.
But it was very annoying because we did a lot of searching after. So anyway, Scott's Cheap Flights. Yeah. We got this email and it was like super cheap flights to Paris. So we looked them up and they were slightly more than they had said in the newsletter because of this economy.
Yeah, we didn't do diet. We did like full fat economy instead of diet.
Yeah, because we're going for a week. We can't not. We need to bring bags.
Yeah, we need to bring suitcases. But we did get a very good rate to go to Paris for a week over my birthday. And we're going to see my sister and my niece who live in London.
Round trip from LA to Paris, $400 each.
Crazy.
Insane. That's normally three times that.
Mm-hmm.
It was too good a deal to pass up. And also, we had nothing to do that week of Thanksgiving.
Well, it's the week before, technically.
Well, leading up to it.
Sure.
Sure. What do they care about the specific
days?
Well,
I'm just saying, we're not going for Thanksgiving. We're not having a Parisian Thanksgiving. We'll be back in America for Thanksgiving.
They don't have a Parisian Thanksgiving.
No, but we, in our little American hearts, could have had a Parisian Thanksgiving.
No one landed on, like, Paris's shores to, like, genocide its people. Like, that didn't happen.
Okay. Anyway, we're going.
We're very excited.
We're starting the planning process. Andrew's been flagging a lot of things on Instagram.
But we're also trying to keep this trip impromptu.
Are we?
Improvised.
Are we?
Yeah, we are to some degree.
I'm, like, nervous about that. I have anxiety about that.
Yeah, but it's going to be fine. We're going to get there and we're still going to, it's not going to be like, we're like, oh, we should have planned. There's nothing to do. You just walk around Paris. It's beautiful. You eat a freaking croissant.
Yeah, we're going to walk around and have a great time.
You go to a freaking museum. You're like, whatever. And then you like eat a freaking another croissant and then you're done for the day. It's so nice. Sure. And you drink some wine and it's fun.
Yeah, we're going to take my niece to that interactive Van Gogh exhibit. If you're going to go to Paris anytime before the end of the year, it's like a giant interactive Van Gogh thing at the Atelier Lumière. So we'll let you know how that was because it looked cool. It looked very Instagram-y.
But it's so apt. It's so incredibly apt that we speak of this trip in this particular episode.
Because
it's almost like we planned it that way. This episode also features our guest's trip to Paris, our illustrious guest.
Mm-hmm. The one, the only, the icon, the legend, the myth, Ziwei Famuto.
Yes. Ziwei, an old friend of mine. Mm-hmm. We worked together for a couple years in New York.
You might know her from Twitter or Instagram at Ziwei. She's equally influential on both platforms.
Yes. She's also a writer now on Desus and Miro on Showtime.
She has a monthly show in New York called Pop Show that you can go check out.
Yes. There might be, I think there is one in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go check it out.
I think she plugs it in the episode.
She says the date for sure.
Okay.
I mean, if you're not following her already, like, what's wrong with you.
Yeah,
but,
you have missed the boat.
But also you're welcome because now you get,
you can
to
get
spend
on the boat at the next stop.
An hour or so with her listening
yeah,
to this.
Z-Way is so funny and so fun. And she has a very interesting trip to Paris.
Yeah, her travel style. She works so much.
She likes to write while she travels, which to me, I'm like, it's a full checkout for me. I don't want to do that. But she feels inspired by the new place, by the culture, by the museums. Yeah. And it sounds like she's crushing it.
Yeah. And she's hilarious. So you're going to love this episode.
Yes. It's so fun.
If you have recs for Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Send them to us.
Gimme, gimme. As I like to say, gimme, gimme.
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît, gimme, gimme.
I've been working on my French so that I guess I can talk to a French person for like
5 minutes
to help,
and then they're
like,
I'm
do you need help, miss?
Yeah.
Anyway, you're going to love this episode. Take it away. Z-Way Fumimoto in Paris.
Bye-bye.
Z-Way, we couldn't be happier to have you on this podcast.
Wow, your podcast pretty... voice is so weird.
Oh my God.
Okay, Mark Maron, lock the gates. There
you go. Yeah, I got to keep it. You know, I got to perform.
You
got
to keep it fresh. Well, you guys used to work together, right?
That's we worked together.
Yeah. That's so nice.
For like a year?
2 years?
Yeah, two years?
2 years in that fucking, well.
That place.
The beautiful experience and learning.
Yep. Yeah. Learning center. Learning.
You learned certain things. You got to hang out in Midtown, which is cool.
Remember when we used to shoot dice?
Well, that was only when we knew the company was going down.
That was like one of the most wild experiences. When I think back to shooting craps in the editor's bay.
Oh, this is a new joke. This is a
oh,
real
no,
thing
this
you
is
did.
Real, yeah.
We would shoot dice.
Oh yeah. My God.
We'd have movie days.
Wow. Well,
oh,
that
yeah.
was a problem.
Matrix.
Yeah.
I remember when you put stickers that said property of Andrew Ford on every beer in the company fridge.
Oh, yeah. That might have been before you were there.
I think that was before my time.
Yeah. So they had this big party and they had all the beer in there for the next day. Mm-hmm. And they said they had like this like whole system from HR about how you had to label your food, and if it was labeled no one else could touch it, so I printed out 200 Andrew labels and I put them on all the beer, and then when people are drinking I'd be like, you can't drink that, that's my beer,
and people would be like, what? That's wild.
So that was a place of mayhem.
Yeah,
that was
we
like,
had rats. Remember when we had rats?
Yeah
there were pellets in the writer's room.
Yep.
No.
You know who would have loved that office? The Joker.
Twist it.
He would have been.
Great.
Okay, Z-Way. I don't know. Here's our first question. Here's where we're going to come
at. Oh, we're talking about traveling.
We're talking about traveling.
Okay.
So I don't know. You know, even though we know each other, I don't know your traveling history as a kid.
Yeah.
So where'd you grow up? What kind of travel did you do as a kid? And what did you think about travel as a kid? Like, what was your perspective on it?
So I grew up in Lawrence, Massachusetts, and I thought about traveling that was something we did like for church,
uh-huh.
or like to see like our Nigerian relatives in like Silver Spring or like
right.
Virginia.
Got it.
But we just would do like historical trips mostly.
Uh-huh. Really?
Because it's like New England, you're doing like Revolutionary War, you're doing all of that stuff.
Got it.
And then we'd go down south to look at like the Lincoln Memorial.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of like no American history.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of car trips.
Yes. Like driving 8 hours to DC.
Yes.
For sure. I remember going to Trenton as a kid. I was like, wow, the big city. Which is in retrospect wild. But there are a lot of Nigerians in Trenton, New Jersey. Apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So you're traveling to see family. You're traveling to learn about history, American history.
Exactly.
But you're not flying anywhere.
No. Well, flying, yes.
Yeah.
But not long distances. When did I start flying? I really started flying when I was in high school and I went to like Colorado. And
uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
cool. With school or with church?
I did like a summer program in Carbondale, Colorado,
cool. uh-huh.
which was like bring these minorities to like the Wild West. You know what I mean? It was
wait,
like,
what'd they have you doing?
They had us learning math. Uh-huh. I was like free. I was in Freedom Writer shit.
Yeah.
But then we'd also like experience like how the air is thinner up there.
Yeah.
I don't really know what Colorado has to offer. But that was like probably my big like flight travel camp
right.
experience.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I flew. Well, I did one trip when I was in middle school with my grandpa and my dad and my brother because they wanted to go to like France, Normandy to like look at World War II stuff.
Yeah, it was
oh
the same
gosh.
Thing.
It was
just
it's the same
Euro
thing,
edition.
But just go to Euro. Yeah.
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 And how were those battle locations?
empty.
Empty.
Full of ghosts.
If you want to walk around like of like 500 concrete bunkers.
Oh my God, that's dark.
It's okay.
It was cool.
When I went to Europe with my dad, we just looked at a lot of graves.
Yeah.
That's Did cool you know too. The people who were dead?
Nope. We were just like, a lot of people are dead over God. Here. That's Let's tough. Check that out.
So, pretty, but we never flew. Yeah, like bleak. We flew maybe, to see family. We'd fly to like Florida to go to Orlando, but like, we never took like a recreational trip Not as
really.
Kids.
Yeah. Not really. Yeah. I wish I had.
When did you, so you did this Colorado trip. When did you like start to like think about travel? Like, this is something I want to do as a part of my life.
When Instagram was invented.
And I was, fair. Yeah. Honestly, I see everybody, very fair.
Exactly. I'd see everybody having the time of their lives abroad. And I'd be like, why can't that be me?
Right.
Not actually. It was much deeper than that. I was like, I should probably see the world before I die. But right. Instagram definitely helped in getting me out of bed.
That's so interesting. We've heard from a couple people that they have a real fear of dying without seeing the world.
Yeah, I believe that. Because it's like, you're really going to die and all you've been to is Carbondale?
Yeah.
But dog, that's no life. No disrespect to Carbondale.
Yeah, of course, sure, of course. We all love Carbondale.
Shout out. Carbon gang.
Honestly, this is huge for Carbondale.
The biggest press they've had all year.
Honestly.
You got to put that hashtag in the post.
Okay? Oh, I absolutely will. I'll tag Colorado Tourism.
This is before the marijuana, too.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, this is when the
Have you been post-marijuana?
No, I've never been to Colorado.
It's amazing.
Is it different than LA?
It's a similar vibe. It's just like you're in the mountains,
I'd say,
and
like,
it's really
they're
nice.
They're better at it. Like, the stores are like nicer and like more well put together, and their laws aren't
just
as like
doing
insane.
It
they've been doing it longer.
Yeah, they've been doing it.
California will
not
get there.
New to us.
Yeah, we did a Colorado road trip once where we like went from New Mexico up through Colorado to go to like Rocky Mountain National Park.
Uh-huh.
It was great.
Yeah, it was cool.
Damn.
Colorado's cool.
Colorado's cool. I like Colorado.
Yeah.
Instagram and
what
fear
do you
of
remember
death?
Being like, I want to go there.
Oh yeah, do you
on
have
Instagram?
A first spot?
Or like a place that you went motivated by that?
I think I'm motivated by the vacation packages in Real Housewives.
Yes.
And so
I
if
can
they
understand.
Go to Dubai, I want to go to Dubai. If they go to, you know, Provence, I want to go to Provence.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm a very impressionable young generation.
I love
Z-er.
It.
Yeah.
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 I love it. All right, do you want to get in my travel quiz?
Oh, yeah. We'll get into your quiz.
Okay, let's take a quiz.
We ask
I
all
have
our
more questions
this.
In the past from Z-Way's past, though.
Oh, go ahead.
I just have one.
Assos.
So what was, when did you get to the point, though, that you were like, now I'm actually going to go on that trip? Like my first international trip.
My first international trip happened when I had made a literal dollar that was not being afforded to my student loans or like my bare survival.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
All right.
So we're going to do the quiz.
I'm not going to stop you again.
So do this to all our guests. It's kind of suss out like what kind of traveler you are.
Yes.
So travel frequency. Do you like short trips all the time or big trips sometimes?
Big trips a lot of the time.
Hell yeah.
Are you kidding?
Do you have like a number of trips you try to, you're like, I got to do at least one trip a year. Is it like two? Is it
no,
20?
It's like, is when it... is hiatus? I have to get out.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're a writer on a show, and if people don't know, shows usually get like, they have breaks even when you're working on the show. So like a 2 week break is pretty common.
Exactly. For like, you know, 4th of July or Arbor Day or like really whatever.
Right.
And so you take those opportunities to like get your writing done and like maybe travel.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like to write while I travel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like James Baldwin.
Oh my gosh.
You don't feel, I would feel bad like staying in and writing when I'm like in a foreign place. You don't feel that? You feel fine?
I leave. I'll do like a lot of like steps, but also it like influences each other. Cause, because I also like to sleep.
Yeah.
That's just like part of life, and I like to be lounge in bed.
Got it. Okay, I want to come back to this because I'm interested in like how you organize a day when you're traveling. But, okay, planning style, tight itinerary, loose plans.
I went to Rome recently, and I did a lot of tourist shit. You look at the Pantheon, you look at the Colosseum, whatever. I don't know what is there. I hated that. I was like, this is too much programming. Like, I have to go all these places and just look at these old buildings,
right,
which were beautiful and magnificent, but really I don't care.
Honestly, I'm so glad you said that, because I feel like a lot of people don't feel like they have the permission to be like, I don't fucking care about this. Like, I'm glad that it exists and that we have civilization, but I don't need to go to the Colosseum.
Well, it's like that idea. Everyone's like, you have to do this. Or if you look up like what to do in whatever city or country, it's always the same top 10 stuff.
Yeah.
And it gets reinforced because someone goes there and then they don't want to be like, that was trash, because then it invalidates how they spent their time.
Exactly.
And so like every, it's just this like vicious cycle of keeping like the Pantheon famous, and it's like, we don't need to go there.
Oh, so I was slut shamed at the Vatican.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. But we're talking about Paris, but I can also talk about Rome. I was slut shamed at the Vatican.
Oh my God.
But it was because of racism, because there were some women in tankinis in that fucking church, and I was wearing like a beautiful, gorgeous dress, as I have wonderful fashion, but you my back, half of my back was showing. Uh-huh. And so they made me put on a scarf.
Oh, rude. Crazy. Yeah, that is really, so rude.
Yeah, they were very really obnoxious. But it would cost like $100. I was pissed.
To go to the Vatican?
Yeah, yeah, I was like, so Jesus expensive. Would hate this.
Yeah, yeah. It's rude. Yeah. The Vatican is rude.
Just kidding. We love the Catholics.
Yeah.
Shout out to respect all religions. Benedict. My father's Catholic.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I mean, I shout was out raised, to Catholics. But, you were raised I'm Catholic? I'm out. Yeah, I'm out. You're I'm fully out.
But I do agree that I think Jesus would be like, this admission is preposterous.
It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be $12. Yeah. It should be as expensive as it is to go see The Matrix in 3D. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Packing style, meticulous or ridiculous?
What does that mean?
Like when you're putting together your suitcase.
I'm glad someone's calling her out, Z-Way, because
I
can't.
Oh my God. No, this is a normal question. Okay. When you're packing for a trip, are you like, I know exactly what I'm going to bring? Or are you bringing things that all look good together? Are you bringing like full head to toe looks? Do you pack the night before at like 2 in the morning?
I pack the nights before. I pack the night before, but I pack looks. I have my looks planned in my head. Yeah, I've been planning looks all my life. So I'm ready to pull outfits together, but I do it the day, like the morning of, because I don't have any motivation otherwise.
Right. Yeah. So you need like the pressure of leaving to make you pack.
Exactly. Like the car is coming in 45 minutes, clean your room.
How much luggage are you bringing on a trip?
One carry-on.
That's it.
No way I'm fucking checking a bag.
Yeah. Anti-check.
Don't check a bag. My friend Lauren Ashley Smith lost a bag when she went to Rome, and she was there for 3 weeks with absolutely nothing to her name.
Yeah.
What?
It happens a lot more than you think. I actually am very pissed at the suitcase company that makes my suitcase, because I thought I was buying a standard
carry-on. You can put them on blast if you would like.
Okay, I don't remember what brand it was. But I thought I was buying a regular standard suitcase, but actually it's bigger than the European plane. So I had to check my bag when I went from Rome to Spain.
That's so annoying.
That's bullshit. They should tell you.
Yeah, I should get my fucking money back.
Yeah, you should. Honestly, we'll help you. You can be like, I dragged you on a podcast.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So. Do you guys have an away sponsorship? Like, what kind of
not to be talking about? We have no sponsors.
I think that would be nice.
I mean, it would be great. That's what
because I do want a new suitcase and I don't want to pay for it. So
there we go. You already answered my luggage question, which is, do you like to check it? You're rich and you love waiting, or carry on? I love freedom and lifting things.
But you wanted to say the question.
Yes, I like the answers. So getting to the airport always early or late but worth the wait.
Getting to the airport always early. Always early.
What's early to
you?
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
Like one time I showed up so early, they were like, we can't let you pass security.
Oh, yeah.
You're legally not allowed to be in the airport this early.
If you show up, I think it's either four hours? I think it's four. If you show up more than 4 hours early.
Is this
early,
your dream?
Yeah.
It's my dream. I'll be like waiting with my watch, just like as soon as it clicks, I'm in.
Exactly. Wow. I like, because I get stressed and it's like missing your flight, you just look goofy.
Right.
You look so stupid. Begging them on the phone, please, can you put me on like layover? Whatever.
So if you're getting there that early, are you doing like, how are you spending that time? Are you doing a lounge, or are you getting in a lounge?
I'll drink at a bar. And sure. I'll drink at a bar.
Okay.
Or what's like your travel drink?
My travel drink? It depends on where I'm going. Because LA, I don't drink.
Right.
But if I'm going to Europe, then I drink.
Yeah.
So it's like red wine versus like water.
Sure.
Although I was fat shamed at an LA terminal this weekend.
Why?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because I ordered food, whatever, and then I ate it relatively quickly. I didn't think quickly. And the girl goes, the waitress goes, wow, you were really hungry. Which is so rude. I was like, maybe I was.
Maybe you could say that to like a little kid, but like not appropriate to an adult woman.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. But you know, I didn't fucking inhale that fucking chicken parm.
Honestly, fair. It's good to be hungry at the airport. Okay. Last question. Mm-hmm. Are you a window bitch or an aisle queen?
Window. Do you do aisle?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm fully aisle.
Oh, you got a leak? You got to take a piss?
One, I'm always pissing. You know that about me, Z-Way. I love the piss.
Pee-pee freak.
No, but here's two things. One, I'm tall.
Yes.
If you got long legs, you can put them out into that aisle as long as that cart's not going by. You get a little extra room, and it makes a difference in my book. And the other is, I don't like having to make people get up so I could go pee.
Yeah.
And I drink a lot of water and I pee because I want to stay hydrated.
Exactly. And you should. But I don't mind. I'll be like, scoot, scoot. Get the fuck out of the way because I'm about to piss myself.
But you like the window because you like to like cuddle up.
I like to like, yeah, you can sleep the best and you really get to spread out you in do. Like a rude, imposing way. Where I will take both. I'll take all three armrests.
Hell yeah. There you go. There you go.
Are you bringing a pillow to lean against?
I don't bring a pillow.
Yeah.
No, but I'll wear a scarf, a circle scarf.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Smart. Yeah, that's yeah, a good yeah, one. Smart. Do you have any other like travel gear that you always bring?
A face mask. Like
really?
A,
you'll
like,
do one on the plane?
Do it on the plane?
Yeah. I'll do it in the airport and people will look at me like I have SARS. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. No, we got so. I think it was Travis or Yoni who was like very pro mask.
Oh, I'm yeah, Yoni actually. Oh, I yeah. saw Yoni do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he wears a mask on the
Yoni
plane now.
Yoni inspired me to do it actually because I yeah. reached out to him and I was like, "How much of a pariah do people treat you like?" And he said he didn't care. And I said,
"That's what I said to him when he because we were talking about it on the podcast. He was on a couple episodes ago, and I was just like, I would be scared that people would think I was sick. You
yeah,
know what
but
I mean?
Stay
like,
away.
Right?
We just a had,
yeah, I'm sick of your bullshit."
That's what you have to say anytime anyone yeah. comes up
yeah,
to
you. Yeah,
you.
Yes. Yeah. That's
oh my
so
God.
Funny.
We just had my friend Julia on, and she was saying that when she sits down, she like wipes down everything.
Yeah, people do that. I'm not as meticulous, but I will get to that level.
Yeah. yeah.
Or I will get an assistant who will get that level.
Who will wipe it down
you know?
Before you
but
get there.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I randomly on a shoot met a girl, and this is kind of a tangent, but it's worth
Go
telling.
For it, girl.
So she, her boyfriend was a dude that sets up Airbnbs for like celebrities. So Ooh. He owns like a bunch of houses in Indio and like for Coachella just like sets them up. And I think it was P. Diddy, or is he? I don't know if he's P. Diddy or Puff Daddy now, but you know who I'm talking know. About.
Yeah, Diddy.
Diddy. So Diddy's has a team of people who came to the Airbnb before he got there, like 2 days before, fully stocked the fridge, fully stocked the bathroom with like the full line of like Tatcha, like all of his like hair products, all of his beauty products, like everything was clothes pre-stocked.
Wow, I'm jealous.
Everything from like toilet paper to fucking
So you walk
sheets.
In and you don't have to think at all.
No. Yeah. It's yeah.
You
this
didn't
is
even,
my house.
You didn't
yeah.
even have to pack a suitcase. You just got on the plane with your phone
Private.
And you
Oh
got
wait,
there.
They moved his clothes for him too?
Everything.
Everything. All in advance.
Can you imagine?
But that's so expensive.
So expensive.
But if you get to that level.
If you get to that.
Which you will.
I hope. You know, I want to get to that level, but I hope that I use. I don't know how I'll use my money. Maybe I'll kill Dalmatians and wear them as coats.
Yeah.
Like anything is possible. Like, and I'm leaving it open. Don't cancel me because I'm ready.
Yeah.
But I also hope to, like, I don't know, not do that.
Yeah.
Like give it to people who, like, need insulin. I
yes.
don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Insulin
I don't
know. Would be a good investment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's.
But I'm jealous of him. I'm jealous.
Yeah.
It's just like the thought of having all your shit there before you even got there.
That'd be the dream life. Imagine traveling abroad and like across the country.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Also, Ooh. I was just really jealous that all the beauty products were full size.
I know.
Be so
That's
nice.
What you're jealous of?
I mean,
what
it's
are you
just
jealous
a detail.
Of?
I'm jealous of a fully stocked fridge with all my favorite Trader Joe's snacks. That's what I want.
You're like, mango chips on the road.
I don't think Diddy's eating like JoJo's.
I don't know what Diddy's eating. I have
okay.
no idea.
Who knows? We have to ask his team.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So we're talking to you today about Paris.
Paris, France.
Paris.
When did you go on this trip?
This year, July.
Okay.
July.
How long were you there?
I was there for a week,
Ooh.
Week and a half. Yeah.
Did you stay in the city the whole time?
Yes. Yeah, stayed in a hotel, which I loved.
Ooh.
What was the name of my hotel? Okay, so I'm
She's gonna, looking it up. She's going to look.
How good is that editing?
We're good, but I can vamp. I can vamp.
Yeah.
vamping, talking about...
I think you know it's only appropriate.
I found it.
Okay.
Okay. Because I have my maps open.
It was
called Hotel Eiffel Blamette.
Okay.
And it had a swimming pool.
Ooh.
Which
cool.
is really nice. And
was
they upgraded
like,
me. Which
was it like
awesome
French style?
French style.
Yeah.
It was like full of like very rich people. But I got it on the discount, like on Expedia.com. Like one of those like, buy in 8 hours, don't get a refund. And you could have it for 15 cents.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, which was nice. And then I got upgraded because the room I went into two rooms and they were both dirty and I started crying. Put it on.
Oh, wow.
I was like, and then
like,
they upgraded me to like the like luxury master.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's incredible. Damn.
Yeah, I was living like a fucking prince.
That's
huge. Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
The only time we've ever had that happen to us was when we were on our honeymoon, but I think the move is to just tell people we're on our honeymoon
oh,
for the
every
rest
time
of
we go on
our
vacation.
Always tell people you're on your honeymoon.
Always. always upgraded. Yeah. Always.
This is, like, one of the biggest things. One time,
so do you do that now forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our plan now.
Because, like, what are they going to do? Call me on it?
Yeah, what are they going to do? Have evidence about it?
Even with even if we travel with kids, I'm going to be like, yeah, we just got married. We're fucking Brady Bunching it. Like, deal with it. Give me my nicer room.
Oh, my God. I love that.
So, yeah, we landed.
It's pathological.
Yeah. And in Saigon, they gave me a bouquet of a dozen red roses.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. And a piece of chocolate cake. You get so much chocolate cake if you say it's your honeymoon.
All the chocolate cake I wanted. Yeah. All the chocolate cake. As a married man.
It's like chocolate cake and towel swans.
Oh, my God.
So many towel swans.
Wow, the origami is just on point.
I don't know why hotels think that, like, towel swans make you want to fuck, but they don't. I mean, it's very nice that somebody put in the energy, but it's, like, part of the, like, romantic scene setting. It's like, I didn't need this.
Damn. I mean, I like to fuck by swans, you know what I mean? Like, that's my thing.
Yeah, swan boy, swan gang.
Swan gang.
So you go there.
This beautiful hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
I did. I love it. Wait. I absolutely love this hotel.
I want to go back a little. I want to travel back in time just a little bit.
Yes.
How did you plan this trip? Like, what are your resources? Like, how did you figure out what you wanted
to
do?
I'm also Google, and I'm just like, okay, impulsive. Like, I'll plan and plan and plan, and then finally it'll get to the crux point where it's like, if I don't book these tickets immediately, I won't go on this trip.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so then I got to that point. I booked my hotel before I booked my flight. I had points for my flight.
Perfect.
Shout out. But yeah, it was, and it found it on Expedia.com.
Uh-huh.
But it was really fantastic. I actually didn't stay there my first day. I stayed at some other hotel, which I hated.
Oh, no.
Because it reminded me of, like, I don't know. I stayed at this hotel called Hotel Novotel Paris.
Uh-huh.
But
you didn't like it.
I just stayed there for a day because Hotel Blomet was like, oh, you just come a day early. It's not a big deal. We'll have a room. And then they didn't have a room.
Oh.
And then so I had to find, like, a random one-nighter.
Yeah, God.
Even more reason for them to upgrade you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Got it. What neighborhood was that in?
This was in the 15th.
Okay.
Which was, like, it was right 15th? Next to the train.
Where's the 15?
Yeah.
So 15 is out. It's not near the 1, 2, 3, and, like, all those. It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
It's like the other side of the river.
It's left bank.
Yes.
Okay.
Left. Is this left?
Left. I think the north, when you look it out on the map, north is left, right? Or is that
yesterday
wrong?
You said it was right.
I think it's right. I think it's right.
We can just say north
bank.
And south.
Okay, it's South north. This is Americans talking about France.
Oh my God. We don't know shit.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was in the 15th, which people were like, why are you staying in the 15th? But it was very cool, very calm, very cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was, and I didn't get robbed.
Yeah.
So what can y'all say about your life? People will rob you in France.
Did you look up neighborhood? Were you trying to stay in a certain neighborhood, or you didn't care as long as it was, like, a cheap, nice place?
I really, the only thing I had in mind was a pool.
Yeah.
Because it was hot, and I knew it's, like, in Europe, I don't know what the AC situation is like.
Right.
Yeah.
It's dicey.
It's dicey.
Yeah. So they, like, hate ice in Europe for whatever fucking reason.
Oh my God.
They really do. Thing. And they also, I mean, no discrimination, no racial stereotypes, but the cups are not as clean sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's nothing.
Well, they got
them.
The older dishwashers, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just tiny, the cups. It's always tiny.
Everything in Europe is tiny. They're small over there.
That's why when Europeans come over to the US, they're always like, everything's so big. And I'm like, yeah, but it's better, right?
Exactly. Bigger is better.
Bigger is always better.
Unless it's, like, I don't know, like a hemorrhoid, then that's
sure.
There. But smaller
that's
is better.
That's a good example of a battle.
Smaller is definitely better.
So you definitely wanted to stay at a hotel with a pool.
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
Did you have?
And it was the only one in my price range because the other ones were like $900 a night.
Ooh, no.
Were you solo on this trip?
I was solo on this trip.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, wow.
Was I? But I have, like, a French ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I had a mutual friend who
got
I
got it. Do you speak any French?
No. Well, bonjour, ça va?
Yeah.
I have, like, a decent accent.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can say, like,
yeah. Andrew can't do the spitty sound.
Oh, you can't?
I can't really do it. Yeah. It's like it's the same as, like, rolling my R's. I can't do that either.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's sorry. A dream. That's my dream is to be able to do that.
Damn. Yeah. Martin had a dream and Andrew had a dream. And to compare the white man's dream.
They're both
of
equal status.
Exactly. Oh, I have a dream that one day I'll roll my R's.
There we go.
Arepa. Oh,
that's truly it. That's
you
it for me.
It's a arepa.
So otherwise you go to France.
Yes.
Like, what big picture stuff, what did you want to do?
I wanted to take photos.
Uh-huh.
I mostly wanted to write.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was like on a James Baldwin tour.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So I was like going to a lot of the places that he came through when he first went there.
And cool.
Some of his biggest books.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So when you're in a foreign country or traveling at all and you are writing, like, how do you structure your day?
Yeah. How do I structure my day? I'm a morning writer. Okay. So it's just, I write in the morning, and then when I feel like I can't do anymore, I just leave and I'll go to a museum. Okay. I hate going to like the Colosseum or like Pantheon, but I love going to museums.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I'm classy.
Well, I mean, look, I have to be myself on this podcast. I'm a bit of a museum hater.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I find oil paintings in general boring. If it's if it's a modern art or something.
Modern art. I hate old art.
I'm a little more interested in that.
Right.
But I also get so sleepy anytime I go to a museum, and I just get tired, and I'm like, I don't know. It has this feeling like I think I'm too dumb or something, and all the like smartness is hurting me.
My head is hurting. It's like when Professor X gets too many messages.
Yes, it's exactly that. But it's all the greatest art in the world.
That's so funny.
So you go to a museum.
Yeah,
so you
go to a museum.
Is that too... do something different, or is that to like recharge
you? Open my mind and be like, because I'm like, if I'm trying to generate art, I need to be exposed to as much art as possible. So like going to the Rodin was really like exciting for me, and that was really fun because it's like there's a garden, but there's also indoors, and you're just like, wow, I'm walking on this like really hallowed ground of like aristocrats. It was like a colonization tour. Actually, yeah.
Were there any other museums you went to there that you like really liked?
My favorite museum is in the world is in Barcelona, actually. Uh-huh.
Ooh, what is it?
Yeah, it's BCIM. What is it called? It's a metropolitan one with all the skateboarders who are like really scary. But it had like some of the wildest exhibits I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, cool.
But in Paris, I went to a couple. I like the Rodin the best.
The Rodin is awesome.
It's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
And it's perfect. Like I think it's really good if you're like planning a day in Paris, you're going to be in that part of the neighborhood. And if you can't commit to doing the whole house museum, like just do the garden, because the garden is stunning.
It's cute. Yeah, exactly. I went to like Picasso and a couple others, but they didn't have the hits.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm going to see Picasso, I want to see fucking Guernica. Yeah. I don't want to see any of this other bullshit.
Yeah. Did you do any of the big...
do Musée d'Orsay or the Louvre at all?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But that's like, it was crowded. It's crowded.
It's so crowded.
I want to be like able to breathe and chill and just absorb and like feel.
It's
hard to do that.
My friend's dad got pickpocketed at the Mona Lisa.
No,
which really? I think it's pretty funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah, shout out to
everyone's
Mona
paying
Lisa.
So much attention.
Exactly, and he just got swooped.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mona Lisa, seeing the Mona Lisa is a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to do it, but you're mostly seeing other people see the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. Which is funny. It's like just a crazy experience.
It feels like so much work to see like a small painting.
It's a lot of money, and like the Louvre is so big. The Louvre is so daunting.
Yeah, it's daunting.
But you prefer contemporary art.
I prefer contemporary art. Yeah, for sure.
Have you been to like the Tate Modern?
In New York.
In England.
No.
Oh, you gotta go. If you like modern art, Tate Modern's really fun.
Damn.
And, like the V&A. And also I think like the new renovated MoMA opens like next week.
Yes.
It's gonna be cool.
Here?
Mm-hmm. That's where the MoMA is.
Yeah, I fucking love the MoMA.
MoMA.
In terms of like planning, like picking museums you wanted to go to and stuff, all Google? Or did you like
Google.
Get any like guides or like audiobooks?
No,
none of
fuck?
That stuff? I don't
Google's
know.
Google's a guide.
Do you do an audio tour at all when you go to a museum, or it's just you?
I did one at the Vatican.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because everybody was speaking Italian. I was like, well, what are these people saying?
Yeah.
But that was the only time.
Mostly
I like to freestyle it by myself and just read it. So the hard part is that like sometimes you'll read the cards and it'll be in a different language.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, well, I guess I'm not learning what this is about, but this is pretty.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
I mean, I think like the key to enjoying museums is like context a little bit of just like kind of understanding like where this piece of art that you're looking at fits in like space and time and culture.
Exactly.
But sometimes you're just like, I don't have the bandwidth to do that because there are like 1,000 people here and it's stressful.
Yeah.
But audio tour, I don't mind an audio tour. I felt like the times that I've had a good time at a museum, rare, were that, were when I listened to an audio tour to get that context.
Right.
That was the time when you had a good time.
When I had a better time. I didn't use the word good.
Well, if you're in like a major European city, the Rick Steves audio tours of museums.
Oh yeah, you know who Rick Steves? You know Rick Steves?
What is that? Rick Steves is like a stoner. So here's the cool thing:
he's a huge stoner. He's like a 60-year-old man who's been doing a travel show on PBS for like 20 years.
Oh my
years.
Gosh, yeah. Lucky guy!
And he's just like, you know, just like a nerdy little dad, but he's like,
oh,
he's charming in a very unconventional way.
Yeah.
But he's got a whole bunch of like books and like audio tours and like he has like on like experts tours. That help you walk you through the tours and stuff. He's cool. He's
so
cool.
On the tour, it's like an audio guide, but you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, it's free. And it's just like a podcast.
And he's a podhead.
Yeah, yeah, huge. He like there's a couple of New York Times articles where he's advocating for marijuana legalization.
And does he say that on the audio? He'll be like, the Mona Lisa smoked dank weed. That's why her eyes look like that. Like,
I don't think he has two interests. He doesn't cross them over, you know?
No, he doesn't.
Back to your days. Your days when you're trying to write. So you write.
Yeah,
write
in the morning.
You see some art to get inspired.
And then you get an art. What's your like food situation? Are you walking around? Like,
walking around, but also like taking recommendations from friends. I'm very much the person that posts on social media, going to Paris in a week, what are your recommendations?
Yeah.
And then I get all these new friends.
Wow, well, you have so much engagement.
Yeah, we love to engage
in
social media.
Like
and subscribe.
Leave a review if you feel like it.
So you're getting them from a lot of the time strangers or like friends of friends or whatever.
Both.
Yeah.
Friends of friends, friends, strangers. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll take it.
Were they
advice.
Good? Were they like
yes,
good?
Yes. But Paris has the best food. Yeah. It's so good. I love salt, so it's like it's just was delicious. Yeah.
What were your like either favorite spots or like favorite things to eat there?
Hell my favorite things to eat there. Escargot is lit.
Yeah.
What's your morning? Let's go meal by meal. Let's go breakfast. Are you like a pastry and coffee?
Yes. I don't drink coffee, but I love a pastry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Danish. What are those things called? Like croissants? Like all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
It's delicious.
Yeah, it's so
the bread
there.
Is on a different level.
It's
than
so good.
What do they do?
I mean, it's just so much butter.
Yeah, I swear. Yeah, exactly. They sprinkle
and so much like just like hundreds of years of technique.
Yeah. Literally. Mm. I've never tasted like so soft and firm bread, but the croissants, I'll do croissant every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do a chocolate croissant. I'll order it, but sometimes I'll order it in French and be like, oh, croissant. And she'll be like, thank you. Like, speak to me in
English. That's the word.
Like, shut up. So I do that for breakfast, lunch. I mean, time is relative. Like,
yeah.
Cause when you're on vacation, like lunch is at 5 PM.
Right.
Sure.
But I like the Braised Cafe. Have you guys been there?
No.
This place was recommended to me. I'm just going to start listing.
Yeah, please.
Because
I can't go through what my day life
is.
In Paris. Okay. Braised Cafe had the best crepes, which were delicious. Recommended to me by like 9 different people.
Savory or sweet?
Savory and sweet. Ooh. Depending on what you were feeling. Yeah. Treat yourself.
What's your favorite crepe?
I love both. Los Dos, because a savory meal, but then I like a dessert.
Yeah. You got to have both.
The crepes were absolutely amazing over there. Ooh, I also like this place called Les Chutes, Chouettes. It's gorgeous. It's built with the same metal that is in the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's 3 stories. If you please go there and call them and be like, put me upstairs, because they will try to fuck with you and put you on the floor. And it's like no.
Yeah.
But it's absolutely gorgeous. You just survey the entire restaurant. It's like open air.
Oh my Ooh. God.
Gorgeous.
Oh my
we
God.
Should go.
Yeah, yeah, we absolutely should.
It's really romantic and fun. I went there with my French ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Shout out Arthur. Shout out Arthur. He listens to all my shit.
Hi,
he texted me. Actually, let me not say that.
Okay.
What else is there? Oh, I went to this place called Le Deux Margaux, where they charged me $27 for water.
No.
For tap water. I got played. No. It was tough. It's tough because in Paris, you have to say like café d'eau. You can say like, I want water, but they'll charge you for it.
Yeah.
Unless you say like house water, café. I don't know what the fuck that means, but so halfway through my trip, I learned that you have to say this secret word to get it for free.
Damn.
Yeah. And so I paid a bunch of money for water and like an egg. But it's where Midnight in Paris was filmed.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's great for the people watching, but I wouldn't get a full meal there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good too.
But it's like it's a good place to go just to like see it.
Right.
It's like whatever. I'm in Paris.
Yeah.
Where else did it? Ooh, I have a place to go to get a really good photo of the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh.
Okay.
But without going to the Eiffel Tower, because the Eiffel Tower is a hot mess.
Yeah.
Like
it's
really busy.
It's Times Square. It's the same thing.
It's Times Square. Yeah. Exactly. But there's this place, it's on University.
Uh-huh.
Avenue de la Boudonnais and Rue de l'University. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's the perfect place to get a nice photo of the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh, hell yeah, that's a great tip.
Okay, what else do I have?
Yeah, we didn't go last time when we were there. Eiffel Tower. I mean,
no,
we didn't go, but didn't we
do like one of those like tourist buses, like a hop on, hop
no,
off?
No, we didn't do that. Who'd you do that with? Because it wasn't me.
Maybe it was my mom.
You and your mom.
Me and my mom did
mixing up me and your mom. That's cool.
Shut up. Okay.
Yeah, we didn't go. We didn't even walk over to the park or whatever. Like, we saw it from a distance, but like, I was like, I don't want to go to that.
Go to like one of the side streets because it's like beautiful and majestic and it's worth seeing, just not worth getting into the mess.
Wait, was this before or after the fire at Notre Dame?
This was after.
Oh.
Like, right after.
So did you see like the whole like.
No, I didn't realize it was in Paris. Where the fuck is that place?
It's like
it's on the Ile de la Cité. It's in the middle of the city.
I walked everywhere. I try not to take cars, so I would walk from the 15th to like the first, second day.
Damn,
so
that's a long walk.
It would be like 40. I mean, Paris is small enough where you could walk the city in an hour.
Yeah,
but it was like a walk. I would like to walk because why not?
Yeah. And the streets are so beautiful.
But where is the Notre Dame around there?
All I know is like it's in the middle of the river.
Okay, yeah, let's see what
It's right by the river somewhere.
It's in the river.
Well, yeah, in the river.
Yeah,
yeah. What you know what I mean? Whatever. Okay. I'm just vamping while Z-Way looks up something.
Z-Way's gonna look up her stuff.
Yeah.
We didn't go to Notre Dame when we went.
Didn't go to Notre Dame.
I mean, it was.
We didn't go inside.
Oh, I did not pass Notre Dame. No.
It wasn't on your walking route.
No, it was not on my walking route. I would take a different bridge. Mm.
There are so many, and they're all so beautiful.
Oh, I got oh my God. So I went to this place. Wait, sorry. What were you about to say?
No, I don't remember, so keep going forward.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay. I went to this place. I want to say it was in, like, the 10th. It was, like, super, super, super fucking north.
Okay.
And, like, you have to take this windy staircase to get all the way to the top step.
Oh, my God.
And it was wild because, like, you buy your ticket, you, like, go on the train, and then you get to the top of this winding staircase, and there are people, there are, like, guards who are like, let me see your ticket. And it's, like, the way that they check for tickets in Rome and Paris I've experienced is so weird.
Oh.
Or they'll check after the fact, after you've arrived to your location.
Actually, you did
when you could have lost your ticket.
Right.
I don't know why I'm sharing that, but
so
I was, like,
so it's, like going on
weird.
The roller coaster, and then at the end, they're like, "Do you? Can I see your
exactly,
ticket?
Exactly, and I almost lost my ticket.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
this was to go to
okay.
a restaurant?
No, this was just on the subway.
Oh, just on the subway.
Yeah, the subway is different there because, one, it's not in English, so you don't know what the emergencies are.
Right.
Because they'll just be like,
oh, also you have to open the door by yourself.
You have to press the button!
Rude.
And so I would get, and I'd be like, why isn't this opening? And I would miss my stop.
I think you told me that because I had never been there before.
No, I remember
we
the first time I was like, I'm sorry, I paid for the subway and now I have to open the door.
Exactly. it's audacious.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's also smaller and like people really get in your pits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Also, it's like, I feel like Paris, because I don't know, it's like an old city, but you can like see the next subway stop from the one that you're standing
yes,
at.
Yes, you really can.
And you're like, I could have just walked.
I could walk there.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Oh,
wait, I had something to share about
yes.
Paris.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
Nope.
That's why you're here, girl.
Oh, I met Mary-Kate Olsen at
you
the
did?
Ritz bar. Yeah, I have a
how
photo
was
of
that?
She was
wow.
perfect.
Wow, we have got oh to get God. That photo for
I
your post.
I saw her and her husband making out on the beach in Tulum.
Oh, my God.
It was
in Tulum. What year?
I mean, it was like...
It was early.
It was a while ago.
Good
it was like
you.
When Tulum was just kind of like
yeah, good for both of you,
wow.
honestly.
It was just
seeing
weird because I saw
wait,
like
did you talk?
A giant man with a tiny woman on
Scorsese
making out.
Sarkozy,
yeah.
I almost said Scorsese.
What if?
I wish. I mean, she'd be acting still.
I know.
Yeah.
I miss her.
I know.
We miss you, Mary-Kate.
Come back, Mary-Kate.
That's so funny.
I was really jealous of Mary-Kate when I was little because I was like briefly a horse girl.
You were?
Yeah, so very briefly.
Of course. Have you met this girl?
Yeah, that tracks.
Anyways.
Hair like a horse, so
thank you so much. Yeah, so I was briefly a horse girl. She was also like a very talented equestrian at one point.
Yeah,
but I just remember she had a horse and its name was Compact Disc.
That's
I was
very
like,
hip.
Why
that's
did
awesome.
You name your horse?
Oh, really?
That?
I think it's kind of
it's cool. I mean, it was probably like what 1999.
Yeah,
and but the horse was probably like $4 million.
That's what we were all talking about.
Yeah,
CDs.
Compact Disc.
Yeah,
yeah. CD.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait, did you talk to her?
I talked to her. We took a photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you're an icon. Well, so we were. Well, I went to the Ritz bar. Because it was recommended to me. People said it was really nice. Across the way is the Ernest Hemingway bar, which people don't love as much.
Uh-huh.
But I like the Ritz bar, and then I'm walking out like after a day of like chilling, and I walk by this really small lady, and I look at her, and I'm like, you're an icon. Like, oh my God, this is Mary Kate Olsen. And she's like, thank you. She does, and then I was like, okay, would you hate me if I asked for a photo? And she's like, go for it. And then I just took a selfie. I took like 4 selfies. And then the rich staff got really mad at me. And they were like, shoo, shoo, little black girl, get away from the rich people. But yeah, she walked into like a private party that I'm sure was like, you know, very, very fancy.
Wow.
But yes, she's perfect.
That's an incredible sighting, yeah. Especially abroad.
Exactly. Seeing someone abroad means you're friends.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like I would have more confidence to go up to one of my idols in a foreign country than I would here.
Exactly. Because it's like, we're the only ones that are American. Yeah.
And like a lot yeah. of people here don't know who you are. So not everyone's annoying you. I mean, people probably know who she is. But yeah. like someone smaller, you could be like, oh, it's just us.
Exactly. Just me and Josh Hartnett.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a celebrity abroad.
You have. I mean, that's I haven't yet.
Well, you just said you saw American Olsen.
Oh, right. Never mind.
Unless you made that up.
No, I did see her there.
Girl, you got roasted and toasted.
I'm trying to think if there was someone recently.
The weirdest part about seeing Mary Kate and posting that photo is I got a lot of like really unhealthy people like in my DMs.
Oh no.
Yeah, being like, how did you see Mary Kate? Where exactly is she? Like demanding, like, you know,
oh,
like stalkers. Yeah. Legitimately stalkers. Who got yelled at me and were like, you're a bitch for not responding.
Oh my God.
It's yeah. so crazy that like after all this time they still have that pull. I mean, they're iconic, but like
they're iconic. Because we grew up with them. Yeah. So it's a different type of love.
Yeah.
Totally. Also, I mean, that transition from like child baby star to like chic fashion icon is so
that's a hard transition.
It's
hard
brilliant. Transition. They pulled it off brilliantly.
Yeah.
With a lot of cigarettes and black leather.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you have more on your recommends list or did we wrap it up? I didn't want to cut you off.
No, I think that, I mean, I have lots of recommendations. How many do you want?
I want, two more. Just spots that you were like, I really love this spot. If you're in Paris, you should go here.
I said the Ritz Bar.
Yep.
Yes.
We just got to vamp a little yeah, bit more.
That's okay. We are going to Paris in a few weeks. Yeah, so I feel like soon. We're going to use all of these.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to snatch up this
list. We've only been together
list.
One time. I would say my must go to's in Paris are City Pharma. So uh-huh. you can buy all your French beauty products and Ooh. Check them on the way back.
Uh huh.
And then, I mean, there's like so many bakeries that we really liked. Pierre yeah. May, Bleu
Where's
Sucre.
The, and that wine and cheese place.
That's, Le Vache dans le Vigne.
Ugh. Incredible.
I know.
I have a restaurant. Obsessed. Okay. Bar.
Do it.
It's Brasier Lip.
Great.
Brasier. How do you say that word?
Brasserie.
Brasserie Lip.
Great. Uh-huh.
Delicious restaurant.
Great.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Very, and highly recommended as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's yeah. great.
That's it. Do I, how much do I have to talk
No,
about?
That's it. No, you don't good. Have to talk about it more.
Do you want to go back anytime soon?
Yes. I was thinking about going back in December.
Oh, cool.
Just to write more.
Yeah.
Is it...
I'm poor.
Is it because you're now... Do you feel like, oh, it'd be a little more comfortable? I know the city a little more?
No, I feel like I'd be absolutely isolated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so interesting to go... I mean, it's a good idea. I've heard of people doing it before. I've never done it just to like go... Isolate yourself so that you have to be creative. And
that's
you
what
have
Barry
to be.
Jenkins did with.
Oh, interesting.
Moonlight. He wrote Moonlight and what's the other one? Beale Street in 6 weeks.
Wow.
I know a few.
Like, yeah, on vacation.
I know a few LA people that go to Vegas to write because it's like you can lock yourself in your hotel room and you can get anything delivered you want because that's it. And in 24 hours a day.
But you're living in Vegas.
I didn't say I was going to do it.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Just said people
it
do it.
Isn't it loud?
No, not if you're like upstairs, not if you're like high up in a room, nice room. Yeah, and then if you want to, and then if you want to be distracted, you can go downstairs, gamble a little, win some
oh
money,
my God.
Go back
Is
upstairs.
Is your friend Arnold Schwarzenegger? We'll stay on the top floor and spend
oh
money on
God.
Hookers.
Yeah.
There you go.
I was going to ask something. I don't know what it is. So you okay. go.
So did you go shopping at all when you were there?
I did go shopping.
Where'd you go?
Just like... Random shops.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
There wasn't anywhere that you were like seeking out.
No. I hate buying things, but I will do it. Oh, I had a racist experience.
Okay. Go into it.
Do tell.
Well, this restaurant was just like, you can't come in.
Really?
Yeah, but the French are racist. Europeans yeah. are so fucking racist. Sometimes it's annoying.
Oh, no, they super are.
Yeah.
They hate everybody.
It's tough. It's yeah. tough because you're like, this place is great. And then you're like,
yeah.
Yeah, these people don't like
it. Did you feel like you felt it more in France than other European countries?
No, Rome.
Rome was
Italy.
Worse.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, crazy. God,
that's so fucked.
Yeah. In my experience. But maybe, hey, you know, maybe that's just me. But the nice thing about Italy was that they thought I was Rihanna. which doesn't make any sense. I don't look anything like Rihanna, but I think they know three black women. They're like Michelle Obama, Rihanna, Beyonce. But it's like if you're one of those. So that was like that was a compliment.
That's but otherwise, huge.
Yeah. So in that case, racism is good.
Is there anywhere else you want to go to do like a simpler writing trip besides Paris?
Yes, everywhere. I want to go to Bali, but it's like that's such a lift.
That's a huge from New York, especially. That's such a huge flight
by myself.
Yeah,
yeah. And you have to. I would like to stay somewhere. My biggest concern with traveling by myself is staying somewhere where I'm not going to get like abducted and murdered.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like that's a big part of like why I'm scared to do it.
You should definitely do it.
Yeah,
but you should definitely be. You have to be safe. You have to be like really vigilant.
What do you feel like you like took away from traveling by yourself? Like, do you feel like you were a different person? Like you were a little more uninhibited?
You find yourself, I think, in a lot of ways. Just like you're alone in a country and you maybe don't speak the language. You really like learn to explore. You learn what your impulses are. You learn what your like your coping mechanisms are.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's such an experience.
Yeah.
Did you feel like it made you more extroverted, like talking to strangers or not really?
Both. Because sometimes I'd want to talk to strangers and other times I wouldn't want to talk to strangers. And I would do whatever I wanted.
Yes.
And that's such a rare experience.
Yeah.
To do whatever you want in a place where no one knows you. Like how many you don't get that often.
Yeah. You could present whatever version of yourself you want to present.
Exactly. And so you're finding the version of yourself that's really true to who you are.
Yeah. And that you like the best.
Exactly.
Especially because it sounds like, you know, I mean, anything is like any travel experience is like a little bit heightened because you're not at home. So you're kind of like feeling it out. But I feel like especially to add the element of going by yourself, it's like you're not just hyper aware of your surroundings. You're hyper aware of like how you are feeling and conducting yourself.
Yeah. Do you feel like you prefer solo travel now?
No. Like I traveled to Italy with some friends and then I like broke off and went to Barcelona by myself. I like both, but you get lonely when you're traveling by yourself. But when you're traveling with people, you want space. So it's like it's the grass is greener. I recommend everyone try traveling dolo.
I think we should try to do that. We talked about it with another guest where I was like, we should do a trip, you and me, where we spend the first week apart and then meet up somewhere else and spend a week together.
Exactly.
And then we have a million things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We got totally different experiences and we get to be by ourselves and do whatever we want.
Yeah. I think that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Let's do it.
Next year.
Right. Would you do the same city or like same region?
I think we would do
Spain,
like
Paris.
We've talked about it because I don't want to go to Ireland. I think it sounds boring as fuck.
And but I'm really Irish.
Very. Yeah.
Doesn't care.
So she was
I want to go to like Scotland, like Isle of Skye. That whole.
Yeah. And I would go, I don't know where. Somewhere else.
Germany or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
And then we can meet up in the middle.
You guys should totally do that.
Yeah. It seems cool.
I think we will.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for all these recommendations because we're going to Paris for my birthday in a few weeks.
Oh my gosh. I'm jealous. Wait, when?
November or when do we leave? 15th to like
17th
of November. Ugh,
we go right. We come back like day before Thanksgiving, but we're just gonna eat. I don't know,
I really wanted to do like Parisian Thanksgiving and like see if we could find some beautiful restaurant to like make us Thanksgiving dinner.
But are you kidding?
Yeah. We just follow, you know, like we have very flexible schedules, so we just follow those cheap flights. Whatever is cheap, and especially if we
love Scots.
Oh yeah, yeah, love Scots.
Scots, cheap shout flights. Out to Scott.
Scots is how we found these Paris ones. They're,
yeah, it is.
How much?
We got LA. We could have done direct. We decided not to because it's a long flight.
Like 11?
Yeah, but we would have had to go to LAX, and we're much closer to the Burbank airport.
Yeah.
So if we did one where there's one stop in the U.S., we could go from Burbank, so we did that instead.
I think all in for airfare, we were under $900.
Wow.
For two people, round trip.
Wow, yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's how much it costs to go to New York to L.A.
Yeah, it was like it would have been more expensive around Thanksgiving to go home to my parents in Connecticut than to go to Paris.
Yeah. Yeah. Because so all the Americans are saying.
Yeah, they're all saying domestic. So
that's a hot tip. Go to Europe.
Hot tip. Don't see your family
on
Thanksgiving.
Just go to Europe.
Just travel the world and like tell them to fuck off.
Wait,
what a lesson to learn,
right?
To take away. Abandon all civilization. You are ship in the sea alone.
Okay.
So,
all men are islands.
Yeah.
Wrap it up with Z-Way.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask her.
Yeah, do it, girl.
Where are you going next?
Where am I going next? I have no idea.
Okay.
Is there anywhere, like, do you have, I have a mental list of places I want
to
go.
Yeah, I want to go to Bali.
Your, Bali.
I want to go to Bali so badly, but I want to do Bali perfectly.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it seems like such a beautiful, it seems like a paradise.
Yeah.
I want to go to Japan. I heard there was a typhoon there.
There was.
What the hell?
There was a significant amount of damage. I know
what city,
a certain number of people died. I don't remember how many.
The capital?
No, it wasn't Tokyo, because that I feel like would have been bigger news for some reason. But it was definitely like a big typhoon.
Wow.
I saw the headline.
What is a typhoon?
A typhoon is a hurricane on the ocean.
Oh!
Isn't it?
No, it's a hurricane in the other hemisphere. They call them typhoons.
Yeah, never mind. It's hurricane,
hurricane
and typhoon are the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
99% sure I'm right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are. And then tsunami is the wave.
Yes.
It's the very good surfer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Johnny is.
Yes, Johnny. Maybe you're familiar with his work.
all right, Z-Way. Thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So you have a monthly show at Union Hall.
Yes, pop show. Please come through.
Absolutely.
And we're going to tell people in the beginning, but give us that Instagram and Twitter handle again.
My Instagram is Z-I-W-E-F. My Twitter is Z-I-W-E. But if you just type Z-I-W-E-Z-Way, you'll find
her. Yeah, you'll find her. She's She's the best in the game. She's the number one.
I'm the number one Z-Way in the game.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you, Z-Way.
Thanks, Z-Way. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Take Me There. To access all the recommendations from our guests, you can visit the episodes page of our website, takemetherepod.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at takemetherepod. If you like the show, we'd be super grateful if you'd leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and recommend it to all your pals who love to travel. Thanks and have a good one.